Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Jason, good to see you.
What's going on, brother?
How you been?
I've been well. How about you?
Good. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while.
It has been, 14 years?
Yeah, like it's been a little while. I actually, in a whole other life, I was your intern once.
Well, I wouldn't say that you were my intern. You were their intern.
No, I was your intern. I was your intern. I worked closely with you. And it's good to see you again. I'm excited to work with you again.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. This is kind of wild for me, being that I grew up in the Sean Belizeanville of the western Wayne County suburbs. At my mom's ankles. She listened to J.P. MacArthur and Jimmy Lance and Warren Pierce and so on and so forth. And the great voice of the Great Lakes, 50,000 watts, AM 760. Brings back memories that are 40, almost 43 years old.
Ernie Harwell, Frank, the whole deal. Yeah, it's a exciting day, so we're happy to have you here.
Yeah, I remember Ernie. Jack Morris on the mound. He kicks and deals. And now for the play-by-play, here's my friend and broadcast partner, Ernie Harwell. Paul Carey was like, and now here's Ernie Harwell with the play-by-play. He was very deep-voiced, and Ernie, of course, the iconic voice. So it's a pleasure to be here. It's cool.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot to do today. You came on a good day. Because you heard, one of the iconic, I guess the only song from Groundhog Day. One of my favorite movies of all time. And it's really the only good thing that ever came out of Groundhog Day. We'll get to that. I just hate this day.
Why?
Well, we'll do it at 3:18. We'll do it at 3:18. Because I just, it's too much for me.
3:18 has already happened. We're on our like third go around.
That's true. That's true. We've been chopping it up in here. But the big news today is Hunter Biden and his personal attorneys have asked the Justice Department to investigate former Donald Trump's allies, former President Donald Trump's allies, for accessing and spreading his personal data, which means he's admitted that it was his laptop and it was his data that he left at a repair shop and never came back for. It's an interesting admission this late in the game. Todd Flood, of course, is the attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. He joins us this afternoon on the Guy Gordon Show. Todd, nice to have you with us. So now Hunter Biden's attorneys have reached out to the Justice Department, the IRS, a number of other federal agencies to investigate Donald Trump for spreading this information. What do you make of that?
Yeah, well, good afternoon, guys. It's a new strategy, a new team, a new lawyer, a new group comes in, and it's almost the diversion, you know, divert it over here and point the finger to have an investigation brought by DOJ into, was there some thievery going on? Chris, to your point, I don't know how he gets around the question or the issue of, yeah, all right, I confess everything that went out there that we all know about in the world and have been explaining for the past 18 months, he's now confessing is his. So I don't know how this new strategy is going to fare out for him, because there are still all of the alleged improprieties that were taking place on his behalf and others within his circle of influence. So I find it to be a not so good strategy. Just because you make a referral to the Department of Justice that Giuliani tapped in and stole my computer from a shop that was at a computer shop, still doesn't get around the fact that the material that was on that computer that has purported improprieties/crimes on it, that doesn't get you around that, you know, that problem. So what's his defense? That's going to be a very interesting issue. And that he also has made other suggestions of the IRS to the IRS, as well. So I don't find the strategy, Chris, the guys, I don't find it to be that smart. But this is a new team of lawyers that's representing them that wanted to come in and, you know, divert the tactics, I guess.
Todd, it's Jason Carr. How much of an appetite do you think the general public in so-called flyover country where we live, if you're not on one of the extremes, either on one side or the other, how much of an appetite for this sort of political theater and brinksmanship do you think the average American who's looking to pay for groceries has at this point for the ongoing soap opera intrigue of all these documents that are stored where they shouldn't be on either side? What do you think?
Well, that's a great question. I think you, Jason, great talking with you. I think you raise a good point because it's the extremes, right? It seems like this world oftentimes right now for which we live in is ran by extremes on one side or the other. You know, and it's difficult. So the appetite for, you know, the Joe Sixpack out there just putting the honest day's work in, putting an honest day food on his table, probably doesn't have much appetite for this, except for when a shoe drops, and except for when there's an aha moment. So we're well before that aha moment. This is just lawyers. This is just, you know, gamesmanship in a lot of ways, right? Where you see it, if you could just call it as it is, attorneys are asking the Department of Justice, and that they basically leak these letters. And all of them are the letters I've read are all attached to all the articles. Well, where do they think they got them? Right. They didn't get them from the Department of Justice. They got them from the lawyers. Why? Because they want to create that inertia, that groundswell, that organic movement. But let's face it right now, the world for which we live, people are out there, one, trying to make out and do a living and put their kids in school and figure out, you know, tomorrow's what they got to get done tomorrow. And there isn't that aha moment. It's percolating, but I don't think it's a huge appetite. Well, it will be at some point if something drops.
Sure. And now you've got the Hunter Biden team saying, well, this isn't an admission that this is his laptop. But you sent a letter to the DOJ, you sent a letter to the Delaware Attorney General, you sent a letter to the IRS, and you sent a letter to Fox News threatening Tucker Carlson with a defamation lawsuit. I got a minute left here. You know the one entity that has been left out of this? The New York Post, which actually published the original story. If you were worried about your information being distributed illegally or against federal law, then why weren't they included in this?
Well, big question, because one, Tucker Carlson's an easy target, right? New York Post, not necessarily easy, but they also could be in bed together. They could also be the ones that are working together on the sourcing of a lot of things. I don't know. I wasn't in the back room,
sure,
reasoning why you didn't go at that. But it's curious to me. The defamation case, I find very difficult to go forward. The other cases, it's all public, you know, getting it out there for what purpose, you know, and it's obviously taken the offensive side because he's tired of being on the defensive side.
Yeah. Good stuff as always, Todd Flood. Always appreciate the time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason, Chris. Always a pleasure to be on.
Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, you got it. We got to take a break. Coming up next, we're talking Groundhog's Day and why it stinks. More next to the Guy Gordon Show.
I got you again.